Waiting for our friend Craig Morgan to give us a call. Well, we're not really friends. We haven't actually met. I've never talked to him, actually, but he's about to call the 95 lines. It's going to be any minute. And you know, rock stars are rarely on time. Country music stars are prompt. So he's got like a minute. So we'll see how on time he is. Craig Morgan, of course, been around since, I think he broke in at about 2000 with his very first album, Craig Morgan. Yeah. And July 11th. Bringing 20 years of music to the Knox County Fair in the grandstands. You can get tickets now at fm95online.com. FM 95.
Yeah. Hey, it's Craig Morgan.
Hey, Craig, how are you?
Good.
I see you're Mile High State, huh? Colorado right now?
That's a fact.
That is. Now, wait, I see, Craig, I see Colorado, Montana, and Oregon all stacked up on you. The next 3 days is the after you get off stage, the outdoorsman and Craig Morgan going to come out because you're in beautiful country there, or will you have time?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'll be riding, doing some riding and running and stuff before the shows in these parts of the world.
Craig Morgan's on the phone with us. Brushville will open that big show on July 11th. So back in 2000, when you started out, you were 34 years old. That seems a little bit old for someone to break into the country music game. How did you juggle both of those at the same time, military and country music?
Oh, it was tough. I mean, mainly because I just absolutely love being in the military. I love the Army. I love what those people who serve in the military stand for, their morals, their values, their esprit de corps. It was a difficult position to make the decision to step away from it completely and step fully into the music. But I really felt like I was not doing yet a true justice, a true service, because I was starting to spend so much time and having a lot of success in the music that I felt like it wasn't fair to the military for me to continue to do that. And quite honestly, it wasn't fair to this career. I wasn't able to give it what I needed to give it 100%.
So at this point, Craig's cell phone dropped out somewhere around Beaver Creek, Colorado, while we were conversing. But more, he called back. More with our Craig Morgan interview coming up on FM 95 Mornings.